Oh my, it's the start of another month. And with that in mind, we brought in New Hampshire Magazine's Erica Thoitz to give us a preview of some events that are happening around the Granite State in the month of November. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
Okay, you've got a good list here as the days grow shorter. And we're all looking for, I think, ways to kind of get into the holidays without, you know, I don't know, jumping in head first, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
I want to ease into this time of year. So what have you got on your list?
Well, I think a good way to ease in my opinion, is shopping, right?
Okay.
You can knock off a few people on your list, reduce the stress.
Get it done early?
Exactly, which I never do. So here's hoping I take my own advice.
You're not alone.
Yeah, I feel like, no, that's very true. There's two good events that will actually get you out around the state and shop local, which I think is really important.
Yeah, and find unique gifts.
Exactly. NH Open Doors is early in the month. It's the 3rd and the 4th, and it's an opportunity for you to take a self-guided tour around the state. Different shops and artist studios are going to open their doors, have you come in, check things out. There'll be demonstrations at some of them. Just a really cool way, I think, to explore something a little bit more unique.
And see that gift that you're getting being made. And,
exactly.
Yeah, maybe find something for yourself, too.
Yeah, and then later in the month, the 22nd through the 24th, Portsmouth does the same kind of thing, except it's much more Portsmouth-centric. It's just their area. But it's an arts tour. And you can, again, go into the studios, see the artists, talk with them, you know, see what they do in person, which I think is really special because when you give that gift, you know, you really know where it came from.
Mm-hmm. It's a little more tangible.
Exactly.
Yeah. What else is on that list?
Well, if we want to continue with the holidays, and this is a little bit more, you know, both feed into Christmas. But
all right. Easy. All right. We'll allow it, I guess.
All right.
Okay.
So the Rocks, which you may have heard they had a fire last year, but they're still the Rocks Estate is what we're talking about in Bethlehem. They're open. I mean, their gift shop unfortunately burned, but they're still available for the Cut Your Own Trees experience.
So if you're someone who wants to wrap up Thanksgiving dinner and rush right out to get the tree.
you can do it.
You can do it.
Yes, you can.
All right.
And they have more things going on. They have wagon rides on certain weekends and other fun things that are happening. And it's beautiful. I mean, you just can't beat the scenery there. So.
Absolutely. Okay, so if you want that outdoor experience, you can cut your own tree. But what else can you do?
Well, you can rewind things a little bit and not forget about Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Right?
Then
that happens.
Apparently that is happening. Yeah.
Yeah. So Stonewall Farm and Keene, I don't know if you've ever been, but it's a gorgeous quintessential New England farm.
Mm-hmm.
They invite you to come November 22nd through 23rd for their annual farm fair, which is basically a huge farmer's market where you can stock up on local produce and goods for your Thanksgiving table.
Well, that sounds good. So you can actually shop local for your Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah, eat local.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Buy local, eat local. Fantastic.
You got it.
Okay, Erica, I never have you in the studio without talking about some kind of event that has to do with spirits of some sort. And as the days grow shorter, you may need a, you know, drink or two.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, if you're my family, maybe a couple at the holidays. So it's totally fine.
Yeah, shorter days, more family members, drinking goes up. Yes,
I think
we know that formula.
I love you, family. So the Distiller Showcase of Premium Spirits, I feel like we've talked about this before. It's every November. It's on the 7th this year. Great way to taste a lot of different liquors, find out what you like. But the thing that I'm excited about the most this year is they're doing a week of events. And they're doing a Women in Whiskey event, which is the night before on the 6th.
Women in Whiskey. Now, what does that mean?
Yeah. So I think whiskey still, you know, people think of it as a man's drink. People are surprised when I say I like it. I mean, not everyone, but, you know, it's nice to hear about women who are, you know, not only enjoying it, but making it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an event where they're going to have these women come to the Manchester Country Club, women who are involved in making whiskey, and they're going to chat and, of course, share their whiskey with
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. So you get some secrets of the trade from these women and also taste some of the whiskey that they've got.
Yeah, and help, you know, dispel that idea that this is, you know, a manly drink. You know, it's an everyone drink.
Gotcha. Okay. We should back up a little bit too, Erica, and mention, of course, Veterans Day coming up in just a couple of weeks. What are some ceremonies that you would be keeping your eye on?
There are two good ones. One of my favorite places in the state, I feel like we've mentioned it before, but Cathedral of the Pines in Ringe. Beautiful place.
Lovely spot, yeah.
Oh, man, it's natural cathedral, if you will. I mean, it's about the outdoors, but it's also a memorial to men and women who have served. And they do a wonderful Veterans Day service. Can't recommend it enough.
And, of course, there's the State Veterans Cemetery in Boscawen as well.
Yes, they also do a service. Both are great choices if you're looking to, you know, honor veterans.
And I have been to that ceremony in Bosco, and it is very moving.
It is. It's beautiful.
Okay, so there's lots of events we've talked about today. If you want to find out about any of them, you can check out those links that are on our website, nhpr.org. Erica Thoitz from New Hampshire Magazine checks in with us monthly to let us know what's happening around the Granite State. Thank you, Erica.
Thank you for having me.
It is Morning Edition from NHPR.